Hi, I'm Harriet.
I'm Callie.
And we're from the North West Winston's Wish team. And we support bereaved children across the North West.
And we're here today to talk about how you can cope with bereavement in school. So when someone important to you has died, it can be really difficult going back to school. And wondering how you might cope when you are at school. People have different times when they feel like it's time to go back or not, don't they? And you can worry about whether school will be supportive or not.
Yeah.
There's not really a right answer, is there? Some children and young people like to go back to school straight away and they like to get back to normality, and other people need a bit more time at home just to adjust to what's happened and process it. And both is absolutely normal.
Absolutely. And what can help when you do go back to school is making sure that your teachers and staff are like aware of what's happened. You could be that you ask your parents to speak to the teachers at school, or you could speak to, this might be particular teachers that you trust and find it easier to talk to than others. Maybe talking to one of them might be something that you could do.
And some schools are really, really helpful, and they'll have a plan of how they can help you deal with this. Other schools might not have that, but they will want to be working in your best interest. So you can tell them what you would find helpful. Some children find it really helpful for all their class to know what's happened, and others want to keep it private to themselves. So it's working out through a conversation with your parents and your teachers or anybody who's important to you at school, what would be the most helpful way for you to cope with this bereavement in school.
Absolutely. And in terms of maybe having a plan when things do get a bit too difficult and it can be overwhelming, it's helpful maybe to think about what you would do in the circumstances when things just do get too much and you can't concentrate in class and you feel overwhelmed, you don't know maybe how to feel, you just feel everything at once. And sometimes going to student services can be really helpful, and to speaking to the pastoral team there, that can be quite a helpful thing to do possibly.
Some of the children and young people we work with have a plan with their teacher that they can leave the classroom, for example, don't they? And maybe go and do a little bit of mindful colouring or a different activity just to take them away from the extra stresses and give them a bit of time to think about the person. I think, like you were saying, those feelings of feeling overwhelmed, they can come out of nowhere. Something that the teacher's talking about might trigger it, or might be having a bit of a daydream about the person who's died, and all of a sudden you just really, really miss them, and that's really normal.
Or even your classmates might say something, they might not mean to, but it might just hit you just where you just didn't really realize it could, and it might make you feel really upset, really angry, and you just don't know what to do.
I think that's really common, isn't it? A lot of children feel when they go back to school, all of a sudden their friends and their peers that were their best friends are really close to them, all of a sudden they don't understand something about you, and that can feel really isolating. Maybe you don't feel like you have anything in common with them anymore because they just don't get what you're going through. They've never lost someone important to them. So maybe having a chat with your friends about how they can help you, things that they could say, things that you'd rather they didn't say, that could be really useful. Just thinking about those feelings of your friends feeling different as well. Potentially, there might be something they could do for you with the staff. So if you don't want to talk about and tell someone what happened, but you'd rather tell a trusted friend, they could speak to the staff for you, or even a parent could as well. It's, you want your staff to know exactly what has happened because you don't want them to say anything that's upset you. But at the same time, it might be really difficult for you to have that conversation. I think school can be quite an overwhelming place, can't it?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of pressure, you know, to do well in your exams and all the rest of it. So when you've got something extra like this that you've got to try and what you're expected to cope with and process, it can be quite a lot for you to take on. So it's important to know where you can get support and help.
And I think that is something that can continue throughout your school life as well. I think schools are often referred to last year as the last academic year, but if that's something that's only happened to you in the last few months, it's just making sure your next year teachers know and things like that. Even once you go on to high school, if it's something that happened to you in primary school, it's just worth making the right staff aware, your friends aware, that this might be something that comes up for you. It might be something you find difficult at certain times of the year. And it just stops you feeling so overwhelmed when it does happen. Mm. I think that's really important.
Yeah, it definitely takes the pressure off a bit, I think, knowing that you have that support.
Yeah, I think so. I think school can be a really useful place when you're bereaved, if people are helping you, having your friends, having important staff that can just support you and say the right things and be there, and just having someone you can talk to is really important.
Yeah, definitely.
I think one of the questions I've been asked by teachers quite often is, how do you support a child who's bereaved, and what's the best way to do it? I think the most important thing to say to teachers out there who are worried about that is, you can't make this any worse for them. The worst has already happened for this child. So if you can just listen and not be judgmental and be there for the child and really hear what they're saying they need, that's probably the most important way you can help them. Do you think, Harriet?
Yeah, I think definitely. And then maybe further afield, it's possibly thinking about getting them some extra support. We do receive referrals from schools for the young people that we support. So
yeah, and I think just being mindful as well of maybe when you're doing Mother's Day activities, Father's Day activities, Christmas is coming up, just those conversations that are naturally happening. Just be mindful if there is a child that's affected by the death of a parent, for example. How are you going to adapt this activity for them? They will still want to be a part of it, but they'll just need you to think about it a bit more. That would be really helpful for them. And try and have really good contact with the child, with the parent. Just be aware if there's anything going on for that child in class or affecting their learning. It might be linked to the bereavement, no matter how long ago it was.
Yeah, very true. We also offer training in schools. We can come and speak to staff and teachers in schools if they feel like they need some extra education on bereavement.
We have resources. Yeah.
Yeah. Can be quite helpful for them.
I think another question we get quite a lot from parents, isn't it, is how much should we tell the school? Should we make them aware of exactly what's happened? And it can be really difficult for a parent, particularly if they are grieving as well, which is usually the case. They're trying to deal with their own grief and then work out how best to help their child. So that can be a really hard conversation to have, can't it? It's quite emotional to tell your teachers what your child's going through.
And you're going through your own bereavement yourself.
Give the school some responsibility for that. They know your child as well, and they can help you with this. School's a really good place for children to receive bereavement support from someone they trust. It doesn't have to be a bereavement specialist. It just needs to be someone the child can talk to about their loved one.
Another question I've been asked is, young people have come to me and said, well, I don't know anyone in my school, like, who can I come and, like, who can I go and actually talk to? Like, I don't feel like I know many people, or you might be new to school and that sort of thing. So that can be quite a difficult one to think about, can't it?
I think it's important for children to remember that, you know, teachers are there to help them for their education, but they can also be there to support them through things like this as well. And so if you didn't know anybody at school, maybe just start with your class teacher and see if there's anything they know of. They might have supported someone in a similar situation to you, so they might know how to help you. They might have some ideas, and then you can just start that first conversation, and it gets easier after that one, doesn't it?
No, definitely. And if it's not your class teacher, it could be another teacher. You might have a favourite subject. You might really have a good rapport with someone on the pastoral team. It just depends, really. Could be anyone. Yeah. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast today.
And we hope you find it helpful. And if you need any further help or support, you're a parent or a professional looking for ways to support a bereaved child, you can call our free phone helpline on 08088 020 021,
or you can have a look on our website for more information.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.